You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
The Bible tells us to have faith like a child. And when I think about a child that's doing the right thing, I think about a child that responds to their parents' voice, right? A child that will stop whatever they're doing and listen to the parents' voice. Amen? And so as we're talking about this, faith should bring us to a place of hearing the voice of God. And I want to start a series today about hearing the voice of God. Hearing the voice of God. And so turn to somebody and say, listen. The series that I want to talk to you about for the next month is entitled, Listen. And over the course of this month, I believe God wants to say some things if we're willing to listen. I want us to become better listeners. It doesn't matter where you are in your faith walk. You can always learn to listen better. Amen? So today I want to talk to you about the story of Samuel, at least the beginning part of Samuel's story. And so you can go with me in your Bibles to 1 Samuel 1. And this is where Samuel is just a child and he's just starting off learning to listen. Samuel would later become the last of the judges and one of the foundational prophets in the Bible. And countless times Israel would turn to him for a word of God because Samuel knew how to listen. And so there's some things that we can learn from Samuel's lives about listening. But before we go, and as you're turning to 1 Samuel, just let me tell you that before Samuel, there was a journey just to get to Samuel. And that was the journey that his mother had, Hannah. Because Hannah was married to a man named Elkanah. And Elkanah had two wives. There was Hannah and there was Peninnah. Now, Peninnah was one of those women. Amen. Anybody ever know one of those women? And she was just the nasty type of person. And she would make Hannah feel bad that she didn't have any children. Peninnah had children. She had no problem in that area, but Hannah had no kids. And so Peninnah would make fun of her. She would get mean with her. She would get ugly. She would make her feel really terrible about herself. But Hannah, she prayed. She fasted. For years, she prayed and fasted. Until God heard her prayer and gave her a son. And this son's name was Samuel. And so Hannah makes this over 1,000-mile journey from Ramah to Shiloh to the tabernacle to dedicate Samuel. And this is what it says in 1 Samuel 1:28. This is what Hannah says. Hannah says, "Now I am giving him to the Lord, and he will belong to the Lord his whole life." And then they worshiped there. Now, these are some strong words. I just wanted to point out a couple of important highlights of Samuel's story here. And I think how this begins is really important because Hannah says he will belong to the Lord his whole life. And so Samuel started a life that was fully surrendered to God. If you want to hear God's voice, you have to fully surrender. A lot of times why we're not hearing the Lord when we need to hear the Lord is because we have not fully surrendered an area of our life, so we're not fully surrendered. Amen? And when we have areas of disobedience in our life, it can block our hearing. Obedience to the current word of God is paramount to hearing the next word of God. See, that's the problem. We want to get on to the next word of God, but we haven't been diligent and faithful in the first word of God. We haven't been obedient to the first thing that God gave us to do, and we're trying to move on to the second thing, but God is saying, no, you need to be faithful in the first thing that I gave you. So disobedience can block. Can I tell you the answer to disobedience? The solution to disobedience is surrender. Surrender. When we fully surrender, we say, God, I'm going to do it your way. I'm going to do what you ask. I'm going to be obedient to the word that you've given me. How many know we're given words from God along the way? And some we really take special attention to, and other ones we kind of file it away. But obedience to the current word of God is paramount to hearing the next word of God. And so we go a little further. We fast forward a little bit further in the story, and we see in 1 Samuel 2:21 that Hannah had been blessed because she dedicated Samuel to the Lord. And it says, and the Lord blessed Hannah, and she conceived and gave birth to 3 more sons and 2 daughters. Meanwhile, Samuel grew up in the presence of the Lord. This is great. Samuel grew up in the presence of the Lord. Isn't that a great way to grow up? But can I flip that and tell you that the presence of the Lord will make you grow up? The presence of the Lord will make you grow up, because sometimes you see things one way and your priorities are like this, and your way of thinking is this way. But then you get into the presence of God and all of a sudden you start to see things differently. You start to think about things differently. You start to view people differently, right? And so being in the presence of God will make you grow up. Spending time in God's presence will mature you. This is so important. We can think something is important. We can think this is important. But then we get into the presence of God, and the way we see things changes. There's an old song that says, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim. Right? In the light of his presence. When we're spending time in his presence, in his glory. And so... God begins to highlight things that need to change in our life when we're in his presence. When we're in his presence, he changes our priorities. And when we're in his presence, he gives us the strength to change. How many know that willpower alone doesn't always cut it? You got to have something extra. You need that power that God gives. You need the Holy Spirit at work in your lives. And when you get and you're working and you're interacting with the Holy Spirit, you're in his presence, he gives you the power to change. And so his presence is central in the life of a believer to growth and to hearing. His presence, getting around his presence, being around his presence, staying in his presence. And then in the narrative, God starts making a sharp delineation between Samuel and Eli. Now, Eli was the established, he was the head of the established spiritual community. He was the high priest at the time, right? Of all the hierarchy of spiritual and as holy as you could get and look, this was Eli. But God starts making a difference between what Samuel is doing and what Eli is doing. And these are two men that have both said, we're dedicating our life to God. But yet one is hearing from God and one is not hearing from God. What is the difference? Why two men that have given, they've dedicated their life, they say, I have surrendered. They say, I've surrendered. But yet one is hearing and one is not hearing. What's the difference? Can I tell you, even in the life of believers, some believers are hearing a lot better than other believers. So what's the difference? Why are some people hearing the voice of God and others are having trouble hearing the voice of God? Well, one of the things that God kind of pinpoints here is honor. It says in 1 Samuel 2:29, it talks about Eli not honoring God as first place anymore. And it affected his ability to hear. Listen to this, 1 Samuel 2:29. So why do you scorn my sacrifices and offerings? Why do you give your sons more honor than you give me? Isn't that interesting? You see, Eli's sons were in the tabernacle and they're doing all kinds of things that were offensive to God. And Eli just kind of turned a blind eye. He didn't do anything. He didn't stop them. And God says, in kind of turning a blind eye to this, because you didn't do what you were supposed to do, you're really honoring others more than you're honoring me. And it's interesting what happens in our lives when we begin to honor something or someone more than we honor God. Amen? Because it starts to mess with our ability to hear God. It becomes harder to hear. And Eli and his family, they had been blessed. They had received this incredible honor that was to be the high priest. And even the sons were priests. But the thing is, these young men had made it all about themselves. There was no room anymore in their life for God. Only when we keep God first can we sustain the blessing. Only when we honor God first can we sustain the blessing. See, that's the problem oftentimes in our lives is we can walk into a blessing and God blesses us and we're overflowing in our lives. But then something gets off track and we can't sustain the blessing. Why is it? Because our honor has shifted. Maybe all of a sudden, maybe we started to shift our focus on ourselves. Or maybe we've shifted our focus on the blessing, but we stopped focusing on the blessor. So they get blessed, but then the blessing becomes the focus. They become the focus, and God is no longer the focus. Only when we keep God first can we sustain the blessing. Can I tell you, honor God. Honor God with your schedule. Honor God with your priorities. Honor God with your abilities. Honor God with your resources. Honor God with your finances. Honor God in every area. It's when we honor God that we can sustain the blessing. Amen? When we honor God, it opens up a powerful door of communication. When we're hearing. And God gives this heavy word because it's like God is trying to get a message across to Eli, but he's just not listening. So the words just keep on getting more and more plain and intense. And God gives this heavy word about honor. And 1 Samuel 2:30 says, "Therefore, the Lord, the God of Israel, says, I promise that your branch of Levi, your branch of the tribe of Levi, would always be my priest, but I will honor those who honor me. And I will despise those who think lightly of me." You see, I think it's important to know that if we want God to honor us, we need to honor God. Amen. God's looking for an opportunity to bless us. God wants us to prosper, but we have to honor God if we want God. If we want God to honor us. Amen. So Eli's family continues to unravel. It's unraveling because he didn't listen to the word of the Lord. He's trying to get the next word of God before he's listened to the first word of God. And so he's not responsive to the word of God. So God moves on to Samuel. And I'm not saying that God didn't always have Samuel in his sights, but maybe, just maybe, Eli's disobedience kind of hastened him working with Samuel sooner because Eli wasn't able to be worked with because he's not listening. 1 Samuel 2:35, God then says, "Then I will raise up a faithful priest. If you won't do it, I'll raise up a faithful priest who will serve me and do what I desire, and I will establish his family." Hey, God is more than just you. He wants to establish your family. God wants to bless everything around you. "And I will establish his family, and they will be priests to my anointed kings forever." And God found that in Samuel. And let me tell you something. When we listen to God, we are that. We are that faithful priest. Actually, in the New Testament, it tells us that we are priests, right? In 1 Peter 2:9, it says, "You're the chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, for God's very own possession." A faithful priest. God's looking for faithfulness. Look at somebody and say, "God's looking for faithfulness." Faithfulness, faithfulness. So a priest was somebody that was close to God, that represented God, that did the things that God was asking, right? A priest. And so God wants us to be faithful. God's looking for faithfulness. You find the word of the Lord. We're talking about hearing, right? Today, listening. You'll find the word of the Lord in faithfulness. While you're being faithful to what God has given you to do, you're going to be hearing him more and more and more as you're faithful in what God has called you to do. You want to hear God more? Get faithful in what he's given you. In what he's given you. As you faithfully seek God, you will find him. You will hear him. Now, there's some serious drama going on in Eli's family and in the tabernacle hierarchy. Look at somebody, say, church drama. Good Lord. Church drama. That's right. It didn't start just now. It's been going on since biblical times, right? Church drama. We got Eli's sons. They're acting up. They're acting the fool. Eli's not doing the right thing, but his sons are abusing their power. They're bullying people that are trying to make sacrifices. They're trying to hook up with women in the tabernacle. It's wrong. It's bad news. But Samuel is doing something different. 1 Samuel 3:1 says, meanwhile, somebody say meanwhile. That means while something else was going on. This is a different thing. This is a different narrative that's going on at the same time. Meanwhile. Just look at somebody saying, meanwhile. Meanwhile, the boy Samuel served the Lord by assisting Eli. Serving. There's something powerful about serving. If you can get serving in your spirit, that's where it's at. So, let me get this right. In the middle of all this church drama, Samuel's not moved by that. He's staying right in position and he's serving. He's not looking at what Eli's sons are doing. He's not even looking at what Eli isn't doing. But he said, you know what? God told me to do this. God's got me in this position and I'm going to be faithful and I'm going to serve here. And there's a blessing there in that. Can I tell you, don't let other people's shortcomings affect your serving. There's always going to be somebody acting up. Let me tell you something. Some people don't act like they don't realize the church is a hospital, right? There's some people that got some stuff wrong with them. And then there's the other people that are trying to help the people that got some stuff wrong with them, right? And then you got some people in the middle that are trying to figure out, are they sick? Are they healthy? You know, church drama. It's okay. But Samuel just, he understands it's a part of life. And he says, I'm going to serve anyway. He's serving the Lord by assisting Eli. Can I tell you, sometimes you're serving under imperfect circumstances, but God sees it and God blesses it. God blesses Samuel. Amen. He blesses Samuel. Serving puts you in a position to hear. It does. It does. A lot of people, they spend too much time on the sidelines. They're waiting to hear before they get involved. Sometimes you just got to jump in and just start serving somewhere because it's going to increase your audibility. You're getting closer to where the action is. Amen. Serving puts you in a position to hear. If you aren't hearing, keep serving. You're getting in a position of greater audibility. What can we do to better listen? Over the course of this month, how can we become better hearers of the word of the Lord? What can we do? We talked about five things today. Fully surrender. And I tell you, whatever it is in your life, and sometimes you got to bring it back and you got to refocus and you say, you know what? I thought I was fully surrendered, but then the Holy Spirit kind of revealed this area of my life and I need to surrender that. You know what? Holy Spirit will take you on a process. I thought I was fully surrendered until the Holy Spirit showed up and said, hey, what about this area over here? And so he said, God, let me get surrendered over here. God, let me get surrendered over here. God, are you calling me over here? God, let me get surrendered over here. Number two, spend time. Don't get too busy. Spend time in God's presence. That's where God changes your priorities. He changes your thinking. Sometimes we got to get rid of stinking thinking. Spend time in God's presence. It causes you to grow up. Causes you to mature. Number three, honor God. Honor God. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what season is going on, no matter if sometimes you got some big question marks going on in your life, you still got to honor God, because when you honor God, God's going to honor you. And I like the sound of God honoring me. Amen. Because I don't even know how he's going to honor me, but whatever it is, it's going to be good. Amen. So honor God. Honoring God, when I put God in the center of my life, if we wanted everybody to hear God, and say we didn't have a microphone and God was in the room, which God is in the room, but if God was speaking in person, we put them in the center of the room, right? So that everybody can hear him well. When we put God in the center of our lives and let him be in the center, then we can hear him better. So honor God for faithfulness. Stay faithful. It's in being faithful that we find the word of the Lord. Sometimes we quit right before God is gonna bless or open up a door. Amen? The enemy works like that. He'll get you frustrated. He'll get you to quit on the thing that God told you to do right before you get blessed. Amen? You gotta stay faithful. That's the test sometimes, because God has given you a word and there's a distraction over here. There's a distraction over there. There's a problem that arises over here. There's some drama that happens over there. But can you stay faithful to the word that God gave me? Because I know if I stay faithful, I'm going to be in a better place to hear his voice. And the last thing, number five, serve. Serve. You're greater when you serve. Amen. That's what Jesus said. The greatest in the kingdom understands how to serve. Serving. Serving. You see, if you're serving, you're closer to the Master's voice. If you're serving, you're closer to the Master's voice. Will you stand with me today? My prayer is, as we go through this journey and we're talking about listening, talking about this series, listen, what it means to listen to what God is saying right now. My prayer is that God would help us better learn really what that is and what that means. Lift your hands with me. I just want us to make this a prayer, a statement. In this season, God, draw us a little closer. Take us deeper. Let us know your heart. God, we want to know your heart.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.